Welcome to another episode of The Starting Block, and today's episode is a little bit longer and a little bit different. It is a fairly lengthy conversation I had with my friend, artist Dave Palumbo. Dave and I both have had challenges recently dealing with social media, his with hashtags on Instagram, me with being put in Facebook jail for posting an image of a nude female figure displaying nipples. That's been referred to as hashtag Nipplegate and hashtag Free the Nipple. But in any case, we talk about it and we both kind of throw out our frustrations and kind of what we think is happening and where we think things are going as far as some of the, quote, censorship or quarantining that seems to be going on social media platforms. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed the episode and I hope you get something out of it. And thank you.
Well, I think an easy enough place to start is our exchange online. And I saw your posts about Instagram and whatnot. And, you know, this show is not super duper long. So just give me, I guess, the briefest version of, you know, what happened with you on Instagram and kind of what the present fallout is, you know, with you as far as social media is concerned.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, to start off, and I think I told you this when you first asked me about talking about this, is I don't think of myself as a social media loving person. And, there are a lot of people who really get jazzed about, you know, figuring out the algorithm and trying to kind of like work the system to squeeze the most benefit out of it and that kind of thing. And, and I'm more the type of person who sees it as kind of a necessary evil. I like the social aspect of Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I actually almost never post art there anymore because I'm using it entirely for just kind of like keeping up on what's going on with people.
Yeah.
So Instagram is what I was really kind of thinking of as more of like, that's all business for me. That's where I put my art. I honestly don't spend as much time browsing it as I should. Every once in a while, I've been getting better about spending more time actually just kind of looking around on there and seeing what people are doing. And but anyway, you know, I've had the account for a few years. I had originally started it kind of reluctantly, I think just because, you know, it seemed like it would be a good move to have one. And so and my wife is she digs Instagram as more of a form of kind of like communication and entertainment, as opposed to how I see it, more of just kind of like a good way to get my art out. She she really likes using it, you know, as a user. And so she kind of got me into, you know, starting my account and posting stuff. And that was a few years ago. I built up a decent following, and I think at periods of time I was better and worse at posting regularly. And you know, I tend to have a hard time posting stuff that I'm not working on right now, but I can rarely post what I'm working on right now. I don't like putting up work in progress, and most of the time I'm working on jobs that I can't do it anyway. So I'll just post like finished stuff. So, you know, this is sorry, long way around to saying I was never like a real disciplined Instagram user as far as having like a schedule and all that kind of stuff. But all that being the case, I'd gotten, you know, I think my followers were kind of like growing steadily, and somewhere, you know, they would always change the algorithm and it would like slow down and then it would pick up again and everything like that. And somewhere along the way, it just kind of stopped. And I didn't really think much of that because at that point I was also being like really infrequent. Like I was posting like maybe once a month.
You're very infrequent then.
And, you know, I was, like I said, it was something that I would do mostly just because I wanted to kind of keep my work visible, but it wasn't something I was really thinking about very much. And that was like for a couple of years, I think, my followers number, was hovering right in the like 24,000 range, which is great, you know, and it's also arbitrary anyway, you know, like keeping up with the numbers and stats and comparisons with yeah. other people and all that stuff, which is part of what I really dislike about the whole thing. But
right.
But it is like this weird motivation to like see your numbers going up, and then when you stop seeing any movement there, you know, I always just assumed, I was like, I don't post very often. They say you got to post like pretty like on a regular schedule or something to get growth and all that kind of thing. And I don't even know what it was, but just like something recently, like, you know, sometimes like you get like, oh, I got to start going back to the gym or, you know,
I got to
get back on top of this habit that I've let slip. I was like, I'm going to start doing this. And it was actually, really in a big part, I was talking to Vicky Williams, who is Alan Williams' wife, and she is really, really like brilliant at this stuff. And she was showing me the system that they use for posting, and it was really cool. It was like she would basically kind of like plan what her future posts were going to be, and she had a folder where she would put images into, and she had like the dates of in the file names. So it was like a really good way to just kind of visually like look at what you've posted, what's coming up. And it seemed like something that was easy to put together. I've tried third-party apps like Later to do that kind of stuff, and I just never really liked them that much. So this was something that just felt really like it's not maybe the most elegant way to do things, but it made sense to me as far as it's really direct.
Okay.
Which I think explains a lot of the ways that I solve problems sometimes. But so I was like, okay, I'm going to put this together and I'm going to start. I've got like years worth of work that I have never really posted on Instagram, and a lot of it never posted anywhere. And so I was like, I'm going to just start doing once a days, and eventually I'm going to run out of content to be doing it that frequently. But for the time being, I'm jumping back in. It's like that first month back at the gym. You got to just like, you know,
be all in and go hard. Yeah, I feel you.
So I started doing that, and I think it was just like maybe a week or so into doing that. And I, just out of curiosity, I think I'd posted something and I like to look and see like, if I'm using hashtags, like how is the piece doing? And I look to see if it's in any of the top results for the hashtags I use. And I didn't see it in any of them. And I was like, that's a bummer, because it seemed to be like getting a lot of engagement. And so then I looked to see on recent, like what other stuff people had been posting, and it wasn't there either. And that was the indication to me that was like, wait, something's wrong. And the more I started looking into it, I'd heard rumors about the shadow ban, which I think is a pretty obnoxious word, and I hate to use it. I'm probably going to have to use it as we're talking here, but I like to say de-indexed, because I think de-indexed is actually a much more accurate description of what's going on.
Okay,
or quarantine is another way to put it, where Instagram.
We're back to worse now, Dave.
What's that?
We're back to worse now. quarantine.
So, but I mean, I think, all right, so what I realized was going on, and again, like lots of people have put lots of time into figuring this stuff out, but no actual, like, Instagram won't tell you anything. There's no hard info. And so I started kind of just trying to, you know, follow the breadcrumb trails that other people had followed, and found that using certain hashtags, I think there's like three ways to get on Instagram's, like, you know, put in a timeout like this.
Yeah.
One of them is if you use certain hashtags that are on their list of what they consider to be like bad hashtags. And then second one is, I guess, if you get reported for a bunch of content violations. And the third one, I think, is it's squishier, but it's just like certain behaviors, I think, that make you look like you might be a bot, like posting from third party apps and stuff like that.
And let me jump in and say it's the same thing, I think, with Facebook and probably with other social media platforms. Certainly with Facebook, they've got like a community standard in terms of the content, if it's super violent or if it's hateful or incites violence, or if it is, you know, specifically to nudity, like, you know, female nipples, not male nipples.
Right,
but like
right.
female nipples and genitalia and you know, things that are considered gratuitous. But like you said, it's the same with Facebook as it is with Instagram. They don't tell you anything. There's no interaction. There's no way to send a note and get a back and forth. There's just hardly any kind of yeah. anything other than they post this thing and then they arbitrarily do something.
Do they, like, on Facebook, I know some people get put in Facebook jail where they're, like, locked out of their account. Which
yeah, been there. Yes, go ahead.
Sucks. I've never actually experienced that, but obviously when that happens, you know it's happening.
Right.
And the thing with the...
Oh, yeah, you said Instagram doesn't
say anything.
Ban. Yeah.
I mean, so when I realized that this is what was... that my account was limited... I started, like, looking into it more. I think that might have been about the time that I put the post up on Facebook to say, like, can anybody even see that I just posted something? Because, like, I was still getting engagement, but it was just really, like, I was like, I don't understand what's going on. And people were replying that they were seeing it. But then people started saying that they couldn't find me if they did a search for my name. And I was like, okay, well, hashtags is bad. If people... can't actually even find me intentionally. I think if they searched my username specifically, if they knew my specific username, they could find me, but otherwise I wasn't like, turning up. And it's like, well,
if it was Dave underscore Palumbo, if you didn't put the underscore in there, you wouldn't find this particular yeah. David Palumbo. I guess.
Yeah, you would instead, you would find, I mean, there's a lot of David Palumbos in the world.
Sure.
But you'd be finding people with, that were just like, tiny accounts that, you know, like as far as an algorithm that's designed to sort things based on like popularity and engagement and that kind of thing, it was like, well, this doesn't really make sense, you know. And so I realized I found the thing about the hashtags as being an issue. Well, and so I post a lot of stuff, paintings that have nudity in them, mm-hmm. but it is explicitly stated in their terms of service that that's okay if it's a drawing or a painting that nudity is allowed.
Right.
But they just came out also with this announcement like a month ago or ish. I don't remember how far back that was, like, we don't really want people doing that, even though it's allowed to post art with nudity.
Right.
We don't want people to do it, so we're gonna deprioritize any of that content. And they made this announcement and it was just kind of like left really, really vague as to how they're gonna do right. that or what right. the line is. Like they I don't know if they even said nudity. They were just like borderline content or, you know, suggestive content or something. And I right. think it also includes some of the other stuff you mentioned, like
extreme, you know, political, pseudo violent
yeah. kind yeah. of. Yeah. And so, I mean, not even to get into lumping nudity, whatever the context of it is, with hate speech, like,
right.
but just, you know, just the fact that they have this, kind of amorphous announcement. And so I was like, is that what's happening? Is it because, like, I've got old posts on my account? And so I started going, I discovered, or I learned somehow, that you can check a hashtag to see if it's been banned by, if you click the hashtag and then go to the recent tab, if you see results there, that hashtag is functioning. But if uh-huh. if the recent tab just says, like, I forget what it, like, content has been removed because of okay. questionable material or something, like basically you just get like a gray screen that has a message that's like, there's no pictures to see. And if that happens, it means that Instagram has like disabled that hashtag. And apparently, like, if you use one of those hashtags, they just lock you all up. I don't know. Again, this is just lots of guesswork as to, like, do you need to do it more than once? Is it like just one time and you're in trouble? I don't know. But when I learned that, I started going and looking at some of my hashtags, and I found things like hashtag nude art, or I can't remember. They were mostly hashtags that were things like that would be
kind of flagged. I found
I'm sorry?
Kind of flagged.
Yeah, and I ended up finding I had like, I don't know, maybe three or four tags that I had been using going back like several years. And so I'm like, it could be that that wasn't an issue and my growth was flat because I just hadn't been posting much, or it could be that I've been kind of invisible for the last couple of years and just never realized it. But so anyway, you know, I went and deleted any hashtags because if, you know, if they're not linking to anything, it's not just that those hashtags don't work. It's like nothing works. You're not connected. And which is why I said I think quarantine is a good way to look at it.
I see. I
think it seems like it's designed to just limit your engagement so no new people interact. Like if you are a bot or something, just isolate you. Or if you're a real person who's using the platform in ways that are acceptable but not really what they want you to do, I think there's kind of an impulse to, or they want to discourage users and maybe you'll just go away. I don't really know, but that is, I think psychologically the result is you feel like, well, nobody's.
Yeah. What's the point? And
you're still engaging with the people who already follow you, but there is this weird psychological feeling of the fact that, you know, you've been cut off from reaching any new people just makes you want to be like, screw you guys, you know?
Yeah. And so this is what I wanted to ask or to get into, because for you, you're not so much saying that it was the images that were flagged, but the hashtags that you used that may have associated you with something that they wanted to, a certain kind of activity that they either wanted to diminish or even discourage in some cases,
well,
right?
The hashtags were, for me, the thing that I found that was concrete, because I know I was using hashtags that were on the list of things that could get you in trouble.
I see.
So I deleted those tags. I sent them, you can like put in a basically like a help ticket. Like there's somewhere in the settings menu that you can report a problem, and then there's like just a general report a problem prompt where you can type them a message and nobody's going to get back to you. For all I know, nobody ever sees the things, but I'd read some people said like, if you do that, it can help get you out faster. Other people say you just have to wait it out. But in any case, I did that. And like, I think it was that same day. It was really fast. But after I deleted all that stuff, and not the post, but just the tags, and sent in this message, I was like reinstated. I was like, oh, cool. Because I was, you know, I was like really annoyed.
Bummed. Yeah, exactly.
To be back on like that quickly, I was like, okay, good. This is really stupid. Who knows like how long this has been going on, but at least like it's sorted out now. And then I swear like within a week, I posted something and looked and it had happened again. And the second time, like I really have no idea why. So that could have been that somebody flagged an image or something. I couldn't say, but I don't think I did anything that I shouldn't have done. And then I went and, you know, sent them another message. And this time, I think, like, took a couple days and I still was not showing up. And I sent them, like, a couple of messages. I started just, like, sending them a message every morning. And then I ended up, like,
getting... I will not be ignored, Dan.
You know, and every time, just polite, because I'm sure whoever's reading it has not read my previous one. So it's just always, like... Here's what my, you know, I'm not showing up in the searches. I'm not aware that I've violated any policies. You know, can you please help me out? And they got me back on. So I should mention, though, that my brother, who's got an account doing mostly like figure studies, a lot of like life painting and things like that.
Yeah.
When I was going through this, he discovered that he had the same thing going on. And as far as I know, he's still in the quarantine. And it's been a while. It's been at least a month, I think. And I checked him like yesterday and still like... So I don't know because like his feed is almost entirely nude paintings, which should be allowed, but I don't know if...
Well, see, and that's what I'm curious about, because my own experience on Facebook has been, you know, I started posting more art on Sidebar's Facebook page just for fun, because I, you know, we ended the podcast in 2015, and, you know, I started finding, okay, I was forgetting, you know, artist names, and you know, I just didn't have my toe in like, you know, like I used to. So I said, well, let me start, you know, looking for things and finding things that are interesting and provocative to me and posting them. And some of them are nudes, nothing that would really ever be considered, you know, offensive, certainly not to anybody who's following our page. Right. And I posted something, and I guess it had, you know, woman's nipples showing. Again, specifically a woman's nipples. Right. I think there's actually a hashtag, free the nipple.
Yeah.
That's floating around. And they said, oh, you know, this is a warning. You can't post an image like this. And I was like, really? I was like, okay. And then I posted something else mistakenly, didn't realize that there was something. And they said, oh, you're in jail, essentially, Facebook jail for 24 hours. You won't be able to post. And I was like, what? And they said, if you want to dispute it, click the button. So I hit dispute.
Oh. Yeah, like that does any good.
Well, here's the thing. They locked me out for 24 hours, and then they came back and said, oh, we got it wrong. Sorry about that.
Huh.
I said, did you
read this? There was an article about the people who actually, there are human beings who review when people dispute this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen this?
I have not, no.
It's I'm trying not to be hyperbolic here. It sounds like one of the worst jobs that a human being can have, like in modern society. I'm serious. Like, go find this article and read it. I don't know. I can't remember who put it out, but it was just describing what your life is like when your whole day is just looking at it. It's not the nude art that's probably like a welcome break the stuff these people have to actually look at all day. It's just horrible, horrible, horribleness constantly.
Right.
And but I remember, like, it really, for one thing, I was like, wow, that's crazy that there are actually, like, people. It was like in Phoenix or someplace that there's this office complex with these people doing this and making like no money,
of course,
like not getting paid much, with like the bare minimum of any kind of like psychological counseling for having to watch like videos of people getting like injured and hurt and suicides
in some cases. Yeah, exactly.
And just all kinds of like horrible, like racist and other like really hateful stuff and everything. And so, you know, yeah. Whoa, big tangent. But anyway, yeah, there's people who do review this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as you know, to just kind of, you know, find some place to end our discussion. You know, I guess the part of the inherent problem with, you know, with social media is, and I've heard people say this, and now it makes total sense to me, is that if they're not selling you a product, guess what? You're the product.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So in this case, you know, they want you to congregate. They want you to interact. They want you to engage. They want you to corral a bunch of people together so they can sell them ads or whatever the case may be. And, you know, my impression of Instagram had always been, every time somebody ever references Instagram, it was always like some super sexy guy or some super sexy girl flexing in a bathing suit and, you know, and showing off, you know, the hard work on that they put into their bodies. And it just seemed like it was mostly that. And then, of course, a lot of artists started migrating over there for a variety of reasons, which I've never quite understood the attraction to Instagram because of the weird cropping that it does of images. Like, it's almost ideal for, you know, close-ups and details and studies, but not really like a finished piece, you know, if you
wanted to. It's also just images, which for art, I mean, like, I hate Twitter. I don't get Twitter at all. I have no use for it. Facebook is really social, but Instagram, if you want to just look at art, you subscribe to the artists you like, and there's like kind of no better way to
keep
just
up.
Like, yeah, and to get it in like such a concentrated dose like that. There's no bullshit, you know, you're just scrolling. It's just art. So, I mean, I get that, but yeah, can't trust the platform though, because they could change their policy from one day to the next. And
Or
close your account down for whatever reason. I mean, yeah, it's like who knows what. And one other quick thing about the thing with the nipples.
Yeah.
They seem to have, I believe that they're using some kind of like facial recognition
software.
That's what
it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And because it's definitely not like people reporting images on Instagram that gets stuff kind of. So now if you post anything with nudity in it, Don't even bother using a hashtag. And it's not to say don't post the stuff, but if you use a hashtag, it's not going to work. And I noticed that with my stuff, and then I started looking whenever I would just see art in my feed, like, again, like figure paintings or like just a painting that had any kind of nudity in it. I would go check, like, if it had just been posted an hour ago, I would go check the recents on the hashtags that were used on it. Mm-hmm. Not there. My brother, he goes to this life drawing group, and the Philly Sketch Club, he would always hashtag Philly Sketch Club. And he went and looked to see, and this is, I thought was interesting, is the results that show up on Philly Sketch Club. I don't really know. I haven't checked it myself, but he was saying basically, like, the figures that don't get censored are the ones that are kind of more abstracted, or the ones right. that are shown in a way that you can't see any genitalia or something. But if it's just like a figure drawing from the front, which gives a really weird skewed result to, if you want to see what people are posting in your figure drawing group, it's like you only see, you don't see any like tight realism or anything. It's just weird, but I don't think there's any way around that, you know?
Yeah, and I think you're right. As a matter of fact, since being put in Facebook jail, not once, but twice, and both times being told, oh, we got it wrong, mm-hmm. The same thing where I've gone, and if it just so happens that there's a cool image that I wanted to share, I'll see if that person is on Facebook, and if they've already shared it, I'll share the link as opposed to the actual image.
That's smart.
That I'm not seen as the person who actually put this on there. But it's just, like you said, it just seems very, very arbitrary.
Yeah.
But I'll give you the last word. I'm sure you're aware of the book hardcover.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, you know, I think that was birthed out of this kind of a resistance to social media, kind of, you know, channeling what kind of images they'll allow you to post and what kind they won't. And artists feeling like, okay, I want to draw, you know, the human body, I want to, you know, express humanity sexually, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering what you think the fallout is going to be moving forward as far as all this is concerned, because it really does make posting on social media, you know, like a bummer, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would hope that we're not putting our hopes into somebody bringing us another platform that can turn around and, you know, just decide they don't want to do, like, I mean, Tumblr, I think, is a perfect example of, you know, what was this amazing place for the people who were part of that community who wanted to, you know, share a lot of kind of like sexually explicit content that all of a sudden overnight just gone. And I hope that people will continue to just keep personal websites alive. But of course, like, you still, it's, we're so linked in with the social media behaviors now that I rarely, if ever, go look at anybody's personal website. It's nice that they're there when I want to go look at them, but
right.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really a solution.